This podcast replay is brought to you by Sloman's Home Security. The first 40 Big O listeners right now, dial 1-800-ALARM-ME. We'll get this limited time offer, a free doorbell camera that connects directly to your smartphone with installation of your Sloman's Shield. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME.
Later at 6:40, reports that Odell Beckham was kicked off a plane in Miami. The flight was headed for L.A. Beckham was allegedly in and out of consciousness and wouldn't put his seatbelt on. Beckham allegedly refused to leave the plane. His refusal forced the plane to be emptied and the flight to be delayed. Earlier today, Beckham tweeted, "Never in my life have I experienced what just happened to me. I've seen it all." He later tweeted, "I could never make this up." Somebody tell him that, like, Odell, my brother, you're a freaking punk. You're a piece of shit that has no credibility, my man. You just have a boatload of talent. But outside of that, when it comes to being a human being, you're a schmuck. You're an idiot. You're an imbecile. Okay? So nobody's going to believe anything you ever say because you have zero credibility, you clown. That's it. But the worst part is that this league has no scruples. And they give scumbags and dirtbags and criminals and losers like Odell Beckham, who breaks like fragile glass, as always, and they keep giving him break after break. And that's why you allow these losers to be who they are, because they get away with it and you let them get away with it. That's all. But Odell Beckham is nothing but a punk. Always has been. That's it, dude. You know what Odell Beckham needs is a beatdown is what he needs. That's what he needs. And not by a kicking net, by another bigger football player or maybe somebody his size that would just teach him a lesson so maybe he can stop being a punk. And I hope it happens one day where he's at a club somewhere and some guy knocks out like they did Suge Knight, another piece of shit. Okay? You run your mouth, Suge Knight. You thought you were Mr. Tough Guy. You can beat everybody, and a barber took your ass out. That's all. That's what needs to happen to these punks. That's it. They need to learn their lessons the hard way. Suge gets knocked out. Now he ends up in jail. Hopefully he'll rot there for hell and forever. And that's it. And Odell Beckham is another punk that you just keep giving chances to. You want to keep giving Zach Martin chances over there? Or what is it, Zach Wilson over there in New York? You want to keep giving him chances? He'll keep acting like a punk. Johnny Manziel, you want to keep? Go ahead. That's how these punks are. Just because they have some talent, you keep giving them opportunities. But you never hold them to a higher standard to act like a decent human being. And Odell Beckham doesn't know how to act like that because he's a punk. That's it. And those kind of people, why would you want them ever representing your organization, corporation, whatever? Why? Because he can catch a football? Please. My God. Odell Beckham, all these other guys, man. Get rid of these clowns. They don't even appreciate the talent that the Lord gave them so they can actually go out there and use it the right way and help other people and make things. No, dude, they just make things worse. Those people all on the plane ended up going through hell because of that loser. Don't forget, folks, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Jose says, "I'm worried about the O-line going forward." Jose, thank you for the super chat, and you should be worried. Let's hope Teron Armstead is not serious. Let's not freak out yet. Let's wait till we hear what happens with Teron Armstead before we start freaking out. When we hear about Teron Armstead, if it's bad, then we can all start freaking out. Chris Draves says, "Big old Waddle needs to stop dropping balls. 1 week, it's going to bite us in the butt." Well, you know, he drops one every once in a while, and that one was perfect by Tua. He got it over those guys. Oh, my God, he should have caught that one. You know, that one was tough. The other one was too hard by Tua, by the way. Believe it or not, that short slant that he threw, I thought he threw it way too hard. And that's why it was a little hard. It was a little uncatchable, even though he got his hands on it. But that one was tough. But the deep one, Yeah, I blame Waddle for that one. I'm with you there. P. Hillis, thank you for the love on the super chat, my friend. Appreciate you. Devin Jordan, you're a stud. Big O, NGL. But that last Tua sack when his legs got bent backwards had me nervous for a second. Well, all of us, dude. All of us, my brother. Very nervous. Thank God he was all right. P. Hillis, he says, Big O, what about Armstead? We don't know yet, my man. We don't know yet. We're not going to find out. I know all of you want to find out. I've got like 20 texts in my phone. Hey, what's up with Armstead? I just looked at him and I haven't answered anybody yet because it's like, I don't know anything, man. What do you want me to do? I'll try to make some calls, but they're not going to tell me anything with injuries. They don't want to screw around with the HIPAA stuff, dude. Malkiewicz. Big O, I think Brian Flores has serious antisocial personality issues. He's got some issues. Sir. I'm with you there, dude. Big time. Big time. Cash App or Venmo, Cash Big O Show on Cash App or Venmo. That's Cash Big O Show. Emilio Narvez, thank you on Venmo. He says, donation, best Dolphins coverage. I tune in every week. You should tune in during the week too, man. Every day at 10 a.m., podcasted everywhere, Big O Radio Show. You can catch it on your way home when you're in your car. What are you going to do? Listen to radio and 30 minutes of commercials and updates that you don't need and all that kind of stuff? That's not the kind of stuff you want to do. By the way, the great people at EJD Construction do a phenomenal job as the title sponsors of our show. And folks, 305-433-4843, Dade and Broward Counties. And listen, right now, there's a lot of us going through this. If your home is older than 20 years, which a lot of people live in homes that are older than 20 years, your roof may not be up to date anymore to get your new hurricane policy, to renew your policy. And a lot of companies are requiring that you upgrade your roof. Well, guess what? EJD Construction can do that for you and fix that and get your roof upgraded. That way you can get the insurance policy you need for the next hurricane season. Now is the time. We're out of the rainy season. We're in the wintertime. There's the perfect time to get that roof fixed. So if you're in Dade or Broward County and you're having issues, 305-433-4843. Because of some of the economic issues going on in our world, there are people that are consolidating and they're moving in and the families are getting bigger. Well, you may need to enlarge your home. You may need to add a room. You want to add a second floor, whatever it is. EJD Construction can do that. You want to modernize that kitchen. EJD Construction can do that. You want to redo that backyard. You want to put out a tent that has a kitchen and a barbecue. And people are putting together also all kinds of creative stuff, walls for like a screen on the outside and all kinds of stuff. I've seen that. You guys have gotten really creative. He sends me the pictures. Call the great people at EJD Construction. I'm giving you Eric's cell phone number, the owner's cell phone number, 305-433-4843, and fully insured liability and workers' comp. So if anybody gets injured on the job in your home or your business, they cannot sue you because they're fully insured. Please do not ever hire anybody that is not fully insured to work in your home. That is very dangerous because if they get injured, they can sue you. Yeah. And put it this way, I don't put anybody on this platform that is not fully insured. I've already been approached and I asked them, hey, are you fully insured? No, sorry, can't do it, man. I need the proof. I need to see that you're fully insured. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell people. Plus, I know personally these people and I've seen their work, you know, so I know. But I know they're also fully insured because I would never want to put you guys at risk out there. I tell you all the time. I try to look out for you guys all the time. So I told you to get your money out of Voyager before it went down. I told you to get your money out of FTX before it went down. Oh, lordy, 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 lordy. Joseph Bell says Tua was taken out because he took four sacks and wasn't producing anything in the second half. If he was taken out because of the score, he would never have entered in the third quarter. He was taken out because he was taking too many hits. It has nothing to do with anything else at that point. And you're up by 30. There's no reason to play him at this point. I thought they waited too long to take him out. Okay. To me, it wasn't like they were ever going to catch up anyway. I know they got some points in the end, but
I know how these guys work. They bend a little bit, but they don't break. I wasn't ever worried about, you know, any of that. 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the Welt and Raum text line, that's 855-912-1056 on the Welt and Raum text line. I haven't even mentioned the text line here for a while, actually, on the post-game show. Ernesto Ulavarro, thank you, my brother. All right. He sent in some Bitcoin, baby, on Cash App. I love it. Yeah. Thank you, Ernesto. That's very nice of you, my brother. You know that that's my favorite right there. A little Bitcoin action, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That is absolutely fantastic. Let's see. I told you the Welt and Raum text line, 855-912-1056. That's 855-912-1056. And Ernest says, wind is my only concern for the next two games. I'm not worried about that, dude. I'm not worried about any of the elements that people talk about. Not worried at all. The Dolphins will be fine. Tua's going to be just fine. They don't need to throw 70 yards downfield in blustery wind. Inside that 35-yard box, he's going to be just fine. I'm not worried at all about Tua. I'm more worried about Teron Armstead. They need Teron Armstead in order to be the team that they, you know, must be. And let me tell you something. This also puts, I think you got to try to get yourself a young left tackle as soon as possible in the draft this coming year. That's what I would do. Because I know you got Armstead signed for a couple of years, but I don't know if he's going to hold up. I'd like to get another tackle in there that I'm grooming, playing him at right or whatever. And then when Armstead's out at any time, boom, I put him in there and I'm not missing nearly as much. I would like to do something like that. I think that would be the right thing to do. Let's see. Somebody sent me on the Welt and Raum text line. It says, Kitty, answer me or I'll smash your mom. Okay. There we go. I sent him Kitty. I don't know if he was texting the right person or not. What's up, Big O? Great win watching you in Pattaya, Thailand. Almost 4:30 a.m. Wow. That's impressive, man. Thank you. Thank you very much, man, out there in Thailand watching us. That's the beauty of all of this is that, you know, everybody can tune in all over the world. And we have so many. We have fans in England and Portugal and Malaysia, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand. I mean, we get fans everywhere watching this program daily or watching the Dolphins. All that stuff, man. Okay, I don't know. Somebody's asking me about somebody else doing an opinion. It's funny. The announcers are carefully praising Mike McDaniel while avoiding saying how much of a disaster Brian Flores was. Yeah, it's well, they're on national television. They got to, like, you know, pussyfoot around. I don't pussyfoot around. I don't worry about that stuff. That's why I love what I'm doing. Because we're not tied to any corporation or anything. I'm my own person. I don't need to answer to anybody. And I've always been like that anyways. No matter what entity I've worked for, I'm going to speak my mind. You don't like it, too bad. You know? Big O, oh, well, that's it. It's too late. He asked me, who should I start, Tannehill, Mostert, or Foreman? I hope that you ended up starting Foreman, I guess, because Tannehill, I don't think he even threw a touchdown in that game. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it wasn't good, that's for sure. Should the Dolphins go out and sign someone or ride with Little at left tackle? Sorry, but he looked worse than Jesse Davis. Don't you think that they would have somebody better than Greg Little if there was somebody out there? Of course, man. It's hard. The fact that they even found Brandon Schell to help him out at right tackle was a miracle of God. This was one of those where Melvin Bratton was his agent. And Melvin was looking for a place for his guy. And his guy was out of shape. So he was able to get him a tryout with the Dolphins. And they liked what they saw, but they knew he was out of shape. So they gave him a couple weeks to get in shape and all that. And it was, you know, by luck, it just kind of worked out for them. You know what I mean? But it's crazy stuff, dude. To find somebody, it is an absolute mission. You know? Absolute mission to find somebody. What else do we have here? EJD Construction is clearly controlling your opinions. LOL. Yes, they are. They're controlling all of my opinions. Should the Dolphins go, you just run down to Walmart and pick up some milk and a tackle. It's that easy. That's it. Take a little milk, a tackle. You got a spare running back. Let's go. I hear you got fans in Antarctica doing the penguin. Yes, we do. We got, yes. You saw that, huh? You saw one of our loyal family members out in Antarctica doing the waddle. Yeah, we had a listener that tweeted out to me from Antarctica doing the waddle. That is awesome. I'm telling you, man, we got dolphin love all over the world. I look forward to the day that I'm broadcasting at some dolphin bars outside of this country. Mexico, Canada, London, wherever there are dolphin bars, I want to go to. Okay? That is the quest. Not just the dolphin bars in the United States. Of course, we want to do those. But I cannot wait to go hang out with dolphin fans in Mexico, dolphin fans in London, that kind of stuff. We got to do that. That's bucket list stuff for our show. Okay? Steven says, you got me from Plains, Pennsylvania. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan and have been since I was 10 years old. 1985, great times. Now is better. And in 2022, go Fins. I'm with you. Christopher Henry's in Virginia. See what I mean? What a beautiful state Virginia is. God, I love driving through that state. Gorgeous place. You got to go to Thailand, Big O, says Woo Back. Let's go. Let's get a sponsor to fly us out and we'll do something in Thailand. I love that. Why not? I think Sean Stanley would like Sean, wait a minute. You were in the military. Were you in Thailand or in the military? Because you guys travel all over the world. What countries did you go to when you were in the military?
I was stationed in Okinawa. I went to Guam, and we did the South America. So we did the Panama Canal, Rio de Janeiro, Bogota, Colombia, Cape Town, South Africa.
And Rio? Wow.
Yeah, Cape Town, South Damn. Africa as well. It was good.
And you survived. Damn. Woo. Young guy in the military, Rio, Colombia. Damn. You know Sean was tearing it up, bro. Having some fun. Let's see. Big O just got home from the Dolphins game. Next three games, tough going. But going to be exciting. Yes, sir. It is. I'm in Missoula, Montana now, born and raised in South Florida for 30 years. Wow, Anthony. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Dolphins 5413 says they're in Charlotte. They meet every week. See, that's I got to go to that Charlotte bar. So that's the kind of stuff I got to do right there. Hilarious listening USA fans chanting, it's called soccer. Herbert fourth quarter pick would be glorious. Really? What is happening in that game? Is Herbert and company leaning? What's going on in
Kyler Murray just scored with about 11 minutes to go, 24-17 Cardinals.
Wow. Okay. Here we go. I just pulled it up. 27-27 Raiders and Seahawks. Okay. Niners beating the Saints 13-0. The Chiefs ahead of the Rams 20-3. Herbert's played well. He's 25 of 33, 194 yards, 2 touchdowns. But now will his BBs drop? That's the question now. Now's when they need you, kid. Can you drive? Can you lead them to a victory in key moments? That's what I want to see. Big O, Liam Eikenberg isn't out for the year. He can come back and play. No, I know. I think he's done for the year, bro. No, he's done for the year. He's on IR. He's done. And I got to tell you something. I don't want Liam Eikenberg playing anything right now. Okay? I think he needs an offseason to kind of check himself because he's been wrecking everybody else. Virginia here too, Big O. Originally born in Sunny Isles, though. Nice. I love it, man. It is fantastic how we've got people all over the place. Now, Josh says hello from Miami. Okay. Oh, man. Big O, I'm old like you, buddy. An old fan since 78. I got to say, watching this offense click like it did in the first half totally reminded me of when Marino was flinging in 84, 85. Yeah, it does. And that's what I've talked about. I've told the younger fans that you want to know what it felt like watching Marino. This is what it felt like watching Marino at times. That was perfect. Listening in Topsham, Maine. Wow. Toby's in Newark, New Jersey. William is in Kentucky. Ryan is in Brick, New Jersey. There you go. And make sure you have Sloman's Home Shield. Want to warm your house up a little bit, get some of that gas, get some of that heating oil. Yeah, baby. Sloman's Home Shield for our friends in the Northeast. Make sure you tell them the Big O sent you, please. Oh, Carlos Alberto is in Rio, Brazil. You know, I got to go to Rockin' Rio one day. That is on a bucket list there. I got to go to Rockin' Rio. I got to do that one day, man. I cannot wait. I got to go rock out with all the metalheads. I got to go to a couple of those South American heavy metal concerts. Okay? Because a South American heavy metal concert is like going to a football match. Okay, that you go to Colombia and Argentina and Brazil and England and Germany and you see the fanatical approach that they take to it. They bring that to heavy metal. Like heavy metal is big here in the United States and you can go to lots of festivals. But my man, they don't move and groove like they do in Central and South America. Those folks there, they rock hard. When you go to a Iron Maiden or a Scorpions or a Metallica concert and you go to Central and South America, man, the vibe is awesome. So when I see Rio in Brazil, I always think of Rockin' Rio. I got to go to that because that looks like such a great event. Mike is in Toronto, Canada. Y.O. is in New Haven, Connecticut. Richard is in Boston Lake, New York. Let's see. Willie, you're in Colombia. I know that because you're always going back and forth with me on the gram. Let's see. William says, yeah, go to Rio and don't bring a camera. You don't need evidence of the good time you had. LOL. Uh, 74 of the Sea of Hands game. Oh yeah. That was tough. Bo Brown says, Big on 55-year-old Dolphin fan from Nashville. You're always bringing the truth. Thank you, sir. Can't wait to go to Nashville, too. I have yet to go to Nashville. That's one place I'm dying to go to. Go hang out and go to the bars and check out the music. God, Nashville looks like so much fun. George is in North Arlington, New Jersey. One of the greatest concerts I've ever seen was AC/DC in Buenos Aires. Argentina. The crowd was amazing. It always is. Always is. An AC/DC concert down in Central South America. Oh, my God. That's fun. Mark is in Chicago, Illinois. John, by the way, SoCal here, but listening to you all the way in the Philippines on vacay. Man, you guys are awesome. Still here in Rochester, says the Raging, as always. Big O, have you been to I've been all over the Caribbean, everywhere. Bahamas, St. Croix, the Virgin Islands, Cayman Islands, all up and down, all there. St. Martin, right? Whatever. Yeah, I've been to I love the Caribbean. It is absolutely fantastic. Puerto Rico, too. Used to go to Puerto Rico all the time for the rooster fights. It's a Latin thing. Oh, what up, Nashville? Not that I would ever do it now, but when I was young, you know, you do stupid things when you're young, you know. Newfoundland, Canada is in. Let's see. Where else? Damn, you guys are all over the place. George says, here in North Arlington, New Jersey, home of Pizza Land from The Sopranos. We got to try it, right? We got to try it one day. Justin Herbert just threw an interception in the, you guessed it. No, you're lying. Roderick, you're just trying to make my day. Herbert, no. So it is true. You guys are all saying it. Hey, just don't tell Joe Rose that he threw an interception again in the fourth quarter. I love Joe, but he couldn't have gotten things more wrong with Tua, Chris Greer, and Justin Herbert. And he's dying on that vine of Justin Herbert still. He's like, oh, no, he's better than Tua. No, he's not. Stop already with that. He's more talented physically than Tua. He's not a better quarterback. I know, but that's all right. It's like, you got to learn. When you got the L, take the L. That's it. You got the L. Take the L, dude. We all going to take L's. Gallup, New Mexico. For Don Horsley. Thank you, Don. Appreciate you, my brother. That is so funny. Oh, it might be reversed. Was just overturned. Okay. Malkiewicz is in Mexico City. Okay. Herbert will never let you down with interceptions in the fourth quarter. The refs just reversed it. Okay. All right. Was it a good call to reverse? I mean, he shouldn't get the interception if he doesn't deserve it, man. You know what I mean? That's move Robert Hunt and Greg Little to tackles. I don't know if I want to do a lot of moving around. And let me explain something to you about that. I'm glad you brought that up because some people may bring up because Robert Hunt has played tackle and all of that. Okay. When Tua can step into the pocket, he can step into the pocket because Connor – and because Hunt and Robert Jones are doing their jobs. And so when you do get a pass rush, you can kind of step in from it as long as the tackles don't get beat inside. They've got to try to push everything to the outside. If they get something inside, then obviously you're hoping a back can pick it up or something like that. But then that's what causes problems for any quarterback, not just Tua. And one of the things I've talked about, remember I explained a lot of things with the Saints and how with Drew Brees, they were always solid at center in the guards because they need that pocket to be there for a shorter quarterback. So he can have the passing lanes and he can do his job. Whether you're Greasy, whether you're Brees or Montana or now Tua, you need to have the middle of the pocket incredibly solid. So moving Hunt out of place may put you in a detriment. And so now, at least with the tackles, you can still play with that in a sense of you can have a fullback to pick up an extra blocker. You can move a tight end to one of the weaker sides with Greg Little. Okay, like Smythe, you put him right next to Greg Little and make life harder on Boza. And I know McDaniel may not want to do a lot of, you know, max protect, but you have two superior receivers that are impossible to cover, Waddle and Hill. So Tua will be able to find those guys one way or another. And then you're still going to be able to use a back out of the backfield or something like that in order to help you out. So I'm just saying that you don't want to mess too much with what's working to fix what's not working, because then you create another problem at right guard if you move Hunt. And the pocket is the most important thing for Tua right now. The edges, you might be able to get away with it sometimes. Okay? You're going to have to shorten up your passing game. You're going to have to stay under 2.5 seconds, closer to 2 seconds. You're going to have to adjust some things. And that's probably what they could not do with, you know, halftime and then injuries. And then all of a sudden you're in the middle of it. And you can't really change everything. Now you'll have a week of preparation. You'll have a better feel for what you're going to do so you can adjust to it. But I don't think moving Robert Hunt to tackle is a smart thing. I think the smart thing is to maintain the pocket with those three guys there, and then you try to work the edges. But you need your tackles to make sure to not get beaten inside. They've got to be able to push everything to the outside, guide them all the way out of the pocket if they can. But at least if they do get around you, Tua can see that and can step in to release the ball. But what you cannot have is that pocket crumble. I hope we understand the explanation. Eric Storm says, I give Miami no chance on the road versus the 49ers without their Pro Bowl left tackle. Hope I'm wrong, but I'm thinking I'm going to put a lot of money on the 49ers if Armstead is out. So you're going to put a lot of money, so then you're in a position to root against what I think is your favorite team? Just saying. I don't know, bro. I mean, I like gambling as much as anybody, but I can't just sit there in a season where they want to, where they can be a playoff team and all that. And okay, so Armstead's out, so I'm going to put a bunch of money, so then I'm forced now to root against the Dolphins to lose. Eric, you and I are cut from two completely different cloths, bro. Two completely different cloths. There is no freaking way I'm doing that. I would never do that. So I can sit. Look, I get it. Yesterday, you know, the Canes. It's a useless season. It's over. Whatever. Nothing matters. But this Dolphin season matters, and I'm going to sit there rooting against the Dolphins because I wanted to put my money on it. Yeah, no, dude. I don't, you know, thank the Lord. I don't want to make my money that way. We're cut from different cloths on that one, Eric. You and I are going to disagree on that one, my man. Eric Echevarria, thank you, sir. Do you think Houston gave San Francisco the blueprint on Miami? No, the problem with Miami was that they got their tackles injured, my friend. That's all. It's not a blueprint. They lost games with bad lines last year and the year before. So this is nothing new, my friend. And anybody knows that you can attack them now the way they are. Okay, we are out of here. Please smash the hell out of the like button, man. Get us over 1,000 because not a lot of people have smashed it. We've got over 800 people watching and there's 379. You know, you guys, if you all smash now, you can get us over 1,000. Okay, come on, man. Smash it. Do us the favor. We thank Lee Sterling, Alan Poupart, Marcel Louis Jacques, and Joe Shad, all of our insiders, and obviously Lee doing great work as always with the picks. Of course, I got to thank Sean Stanley, the man that masters his entire platform. He is amazing. We thank all of you for tuning in and keeping us locked here and supporting the hell out of this program and this platform. We will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And let's hope we get some good news on Teron Armstead as the week goes on, as the Dolphins get ready to take on the San Francisco 49ers. Stay strong. Stay positive. Don't bet against your team. Don't do that. Okay? Let's hope for the best, and let's see if they can get it done, because nothing will be more satisfying than overcoming even more adversity and winning in San Francisco. That, my friends, would be about as satisfying as it gets. So, we will see you all tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. On behalf of Sean Stanley, Chad Shoeb, I'm Orlando Alzigeri. Thank you for listening right here to the EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins postgame show right here on the Sports Talk 305 Network.